up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm Kareem. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, Derek.
Next, we've got Pete. Pete, how you doing tonight?
I know it's not this episode, but I wanted to show I have friends everywhere.
I like it. Sure. Did you just late. Get that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it.
And coming down the home stretch with school this school year is Steve. Steve, how many days you got left?
I have 10 days left.
Well, I hope things go as
you have so
as,
many days.
As you want to, yes, Kate. It really is so many days. That means he has 2 weeks left. So,
yes,
yeah. Guys, if you're not already, like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up. We got some shows where we're going to go looking at stuff that we haven't watched in a while, including some like documentaries that are like actually like entertaining. So, yeah, I know. But this week we watched Saludos Amigos and Three Caballeros. These were the two films that Disney made after his trip to Central and South America that was funded by the government. These films were funded by the government, came out in 1942 and 1943. And they basically feature, there's a lot of Donald in them. Donald Duck, especially Three Caballeros, he's the vessel for most of them. In Saludos Amigos, he's in two of the different two of the four different sections. And these were basically movies that were made to help keep the studio afloat because they didn't have to make money because the government was paying for them. So, and we're going to review them together because basically they are, the segments are different, but they're the same movie. It's one is 47 minutes long. One's like an hour 10, but they're essentially part A and part could be considered part A and part B of the same movie. So, guys, I'm going to put up on the screen real quick, the different segments that, are in the different movies. So, you've got Saludos Amigos has a Lake Titicaca segment with Donald Duck. Has the story of Pedro the Airplane, has Gaucho Goofy, which is where he is a gaucho in Argentina, and then it has a dance number with Poncho and Donald in Brazil. Three Caballeros then has six segments, actually. Has one about a penguin who wants to live in the tropics. As one about a flying donkey, one about Donald and Poncho chasing a cookie vendor through the streets because she's pretty, and the singing and dancing that goes with that. Then we see, I'm incorrect. Jose Carioca is the one who's the one from Brazil. He's the green one.
Yeah, I was thinking that Poncho
is the one from Mexico where he shows up. They sing Three Caballeros. They talk. Then there's a Christmas segment about how Christmas is done in Mexico. They tour Mexico on a flying carpet and again chase girls. If you have been on the Grand Fiesta tour in Mexico, imagine that, but more skirt chasing. And then there's a You Belong to My Heart and what I can only assume were the leftovers from Pink Elephants on Parade from Dumbo. So of those segments, I'm going to start with the past positive. Which one worked the best for you? What is the best segment of any of these? Kate, I'll let you start.
Pedro the Airplane Man. I'll take Pedro the Airplane every day. And if anybody says anything bad about Pedro the Airplane, I'm probably going to sit and listen nicely because everyone is allowed to have their opinion. However, don't come for Pedro the Airplane. There was like, that was one of the only ones that actually held my attention that I didn't feel was wildly inappropriate or showing any sort of racist comments or all things. I was cheering for him when his little, I had to get over, like, you can drop the mail, save yourself. And he was like, no. And there was like snow all over him. I was here for it. Pedro the Airplane, by far the best. Whoever's next, Pete, you go.
You know what? I liked Aquarela do Brazil. Just because the
Brazil.
Yeah. I just like the imagery in that one. I thought it was the most interesting animation of the different shorts. The three Caballeros kind of went in that same direction towards the end, and that it got all artsy and everything. But that was more comical than this one, I thought, which I really kind of enjoyed that one. As far as like the animation, and there wasn't much story to it, but I still liked what they did with it. And it felt like of the Saludos Amigos ones, at least the most that was inspired directly from the El Grippo trip.
I would agree.
So I did enjoy that one. What about you, Steve?
Actually, my favorite was actually Cold Blooded Penguin. I really enjoyed that. I hadn't seen it in a while, but sort of reminded me of those classic Saturday morning or afternoon sort of cartoons where some really good sight gags. Really enjoyed him like grabbing his stove and putting it on his back and marching through the snow to get to the tropics. So that was my favorite. I agree with Kate. I like Pedro, but the penguin wins just slightly more. What about you, Derek?
Yeah, I'm in the spirit of picking something different because two of my favorites have been taken. The Lake Titicaca one with Donald Duck is a typical Donald Duck cartoon with stuff flying. It was almost a goofy cartoon with Donald in it, is almost how it felt, with how to be in Peru. And, he pulls the thing and it falls apart. You've got the llama that rides him. And so I'm going to double up on Steve's, though. How great is it that they got Sterling Holloway to narrate that for this?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I got to kick out of Professor Holloway.
Professor Holloway, yes. Yeah. So, okay. And there are a couple others that work, but I think those are definitely the highlight ones. Which one would you get rid of? Which segment would you have dropped? And Kate, you can only pick one.
Which one had the most skirt chasing?
Probably the La Posadas or the Mexico on the carpet. No, sorry. Done. The Bahia or the Mexico on the carpet.
Done. That one. Get it out of here. So I think I realized something just really quick while watching these. And a lot of the stuff that we have watched that were kind of this, because we've watched a few of the films that were made at this time that we're going to go to this country and we're going to shoot the natives and we're going to show you what it's like. And then we're going to throw in a random cartoon character and we're going to have a whole bunch of orchestral music behind it. And we're going to try to make you really excited about like this island. I just don't enjoy these. So, and to be fair, I don't always enjoy documentaries like that in 2025 either, or whenever you're listening to this, my friend. That was something I realized because I was like, I love the Grand Fiesta Three Caballeros in Mexico, in Epcot. especially after drinking a cucumber margarita. So it's a great time. But I just didn't enjoy these as a whole. And it just, yeah. So I'm going to say whichever one had the most skirt chasing, because it was just a lot. Pete, you go.
Oh, I enjoyed the skirt chasing just because it was so of the time. my daughter and I were watching this, and my daughter was like, boy, Donald's really into Latina women.
That tracks.
And I was like, and I texted her, but I was like, is this the horniest Disney movie? She was like, yeah, what does Daisy think of all this? But we're talking about which ones we liked the least. I didn't really like the flying gauchito with the
Agreed.
Flying donkey. I thought that was a little bit silly. And that was one that the narration didn't really work for me. I agree with you, Kate, that all the skirt chasing isn't very good, but I found it hilarious that like that they devoted 40 minutes of this movie to Donald chasing, actual like real live action women.
Yeah. Yep.
this wasn't even, you know, Jessica Rabbit. This was.
Right.
Putting him in a real movie and having him run around. Like in the ride, he does it for about 5 seconds, right? He kind of whistles at some women. And like that they put so much of it into this movie just made me laugh. But yeah, it wasn't good for sure. What about you, Steve?
You belong to my heart. The last segment of the three Caballeros. Like if they had chopped that off, it would improve the movie. Like, I was like, because it went on way too long, way, 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 way too long. And I guess I lost interest. And Donald Duck, I am like, he's my number one. Like, and I was just disappointed. So,
and I will piggyback with you on that one, Steve, where the Donald's dream looked like the reject stuff that they didn't want to do with Pink Elephants on Parade. And they stuck it in this. Actually, some of it looked exactly like stuff from Pink Elephants on Parade, because it probably was basically the same animation, just did it with Donald Duck instead.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it was kind of crazy how, like, you look at that list and the last four sections of that Three Caballeros are essentially kind of all the same thing. Like it just went on and
the Lacus was different. The Three Caballeros and the Mexican Christmas were different.
Yeah, I guess, but
there was reused footage from El Grupo, wasn't there?
Well, definitely in Saludos Amigos, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's why I think I got bored. It's like, I've recently seen this,
right.
And I started tuning out, so...
But you have to remember, El Grupo was made like very recently. And so it took actually stuff from there rather than the other way around. Okay. Did these work overall? Did these two movies work overall? Remember, their job was their job was to keep Disney help people afloat. It was to help basically say, look, it's still cool to be part of the West. You don't have to go be Nazis to South America. But I'm going to phrase it as, did these work as movies? Not necessarily what their jobs were, but did they work as either a set of movies, or if you put them together as one movie? Because if you put them together, it's still only 2 hours long. So, Steve, I'll start with you on this one.
For me, Three Caballeros worked better than Saludos Amigos as overall as a movie. But again, more so if you take off those last few sections of Three Caballeros, I think it got weaker as it went on. Right. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like there are segments there that get sort of the feel about what I know about, like Latin America, Central America, and South America, those regions, they gave sort of the feel, but there are some definitely weak spots out of it.
Yeah. And see, for me, Saludos was better than Three Caballeros. Because there was, as you said, a lot of it didn't all sound the same. And I thought that the musical Brazil number in that was the strongest musically to me. As movies, we're going to get to our ratings here in a little bit, but for what they were trying to do based on Disney movies in the 40s, how they were essentially all this until Cinderella and Peter Pan were all compilation movies, essentially, or live act. I mean, you had So Dear to My Heart in there, so that was kind of back and forth, but it didn't have a start to finish. None of them had a start to finish plot for about 7 or 8 years in there.
Right. You had Melody Time, Make Mine Music, Ichabod and Mr. Toad, like a lot of they called them package movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, these were definitely some of the weaker of those package movies, just because, again, they suffered from being very, very similar to each other, I think. Kate?
I agree. Saludos Amigos was better. It held my attention much, much better. It was also shorter than Three Caballeros. I don't particularly think it worked in today's world, in watching it today. It might have worked in 1940. What was this?
43 and 44.
44. But like I said in the last question, it's hard for me to answer this because I just don't really enjoy these movies. They struggle to hold my attention. So that's a tough question for me to answer. Pete?
Well, if I go by Derek and say this is all one movie, it doesn't work at all because it's way too long. And like, if I had to watch the whole thing in one sitting, I couldn't do it. Breaking it into the two movies, I agree with Steve in that I thought Saludos Amigos worked a little better as a travelogue movie, whereas Three Caballeros, I said, it was like two shorts and then this continuous Donald chasing women segment that went on for like 40 minutes. And none of that worked great for me. As I said, my daughter and I had fun with it. Another thing she pointed out to me, being that she's an animation major, is that Three Caballeros is the first time that they did live action and animation in the same scene. So if you think about how eventually they did that with a lot of other things, Song of the South, Mary Poppins, probably most famously, this was actually the first example of that you ever saw on film. So as a historical piece, this is, this is an interesting moment and as to how they incorporated that. But as far as being particularly good movies, no, they're not. Even as Derek said, even as package movies, I didn't think they were great. The one thing I would say is, though, I was thinking like, well, at the time when Disney shorts and everything were so popular, I have to imagine these were really pretty popular in South America because people from South America were seeing themselves in a Disney movie. And even though to our eyes, it's, you know, maybe there's a little, you know, as I said, a little bit, stereotypical, maybe racist. I think for the time, I don't think people would have seen it as that bad. I think it would have been more, oh my gosh, he's showing Brazil. Oh my gosh, they're showing Mexico. And I think that I can really imagine that these movies worked very well in South and Central America. I don't know that they worked everywhere. I don't know how big they were in terms of how they did it at the box office or anything like that.
I was just looking. Saludos, by 1951, so it had one reissue, was just over $1 million.
Yeah, so that's not great. It's so okay, great. I guess.
That is worldwide.
Yeah.
So, and Three Caballeros, if you can give me about 20 seconds.
Yeah. The other thing to remember is, like, at this time, part Europe of why this
closed.
Yeah. Europe was closed to Disney during World War II because they were not showing movies or anything like that. So he lost a lot. That's part of why they were struggling so much.
Now, Three Caballeros did 3.3 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but you got to remember, we're into 44, beginning of 45.
Starting to come out of the war.
Starting to come out of the war.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, 3.3, I mean, Snow White did 3.
Right.
It was this huge thing that Snow White did 3. So, I mean, yes, this is, 8 years later, but still that must have been a pretty big success at the time.
Yeah. So it does look like it was a very, very big success. So, okay. As we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5. And guys, I want you to rate these. You guys want to do them together or separate?
Together.
I want separate.
If you guys give me just a second, then okay. So, Kate or Saludos Amigos and Three Caballeros for Saludos. Let's go once around Saludos Amigos.
Solely for Pedro the Airplane, I get to 2.
Okay, Pete.
I give Saludos Amigos 2.5,
and I give it a 2.
And I'll give it a 2.5. Saludos of the 2 is the one I might actually go back to. Okay. Three Caballeros, Kate.
Solely for the fact that I love the Grand Fiesta ride and it reminds me a little bit of that, I will give Three Caballeros a 2.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2 also because of the Three Caballeros song, which is a pretty good earworm. And if you ever need a drinking game, just drink every time Donald chases skirt and, you got a pretty good game going.
Fever dream at the end of that.
So. You won't make it very long.
Steve?
Yes, despite the ending of Three Caballeros, I'm giving it a 2.5.
Ooh, okay. Oh. So
I like it. I like it slightly more than the other one. And it had more Donald in it, so.
And I'm going to go a 1.5 on Three Caballeros, because for me, the song is about the only redeeming factor of it. The song and Chili, but if I only watch it 1.5 out of the 6 segments, yeah, it's not great. So, okay, Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Oh, great question. First up, Andor's producers have confirmed that the budget for the show was in the neighborhood of $650 million. Season 2, which we just watched, was reportedly $290 million.
So. Which, although if you think about it, though, as it's set up as 4 Star Wars movies, actually like 6 or 7 Star Wars movies, that's only like $100 million per Star Wars movie. So that's really not bad.
And I'll say I can more see where that money went than whatever it was, 200 million, some million for Acolyte. Because there were some impressive stuff in these movies, whereas Acolyte looked like it was filmed in a jungle.
Yeah.
Next up, Disney Plus is starting a perks program for subscribers. These include exclusive contests, discounts, and digital rewards.
Yeah, it's nothing impressive so far.
I was going to say, it's going to take a lot to like, yeah.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least, a documentary about the making of Jaws is coming to Disney Plus this summer for the movie's 50th anniversary.
Oh my, who'll be watching that?
Me.
I will also be watching that, which it throws me off because I'm so used to the Jaws ride being at Universal Studios, even though it's not there anymore.
It's National Geographic, which is on Disney.
Yep. Yep. So it's just crazy.
So we can't watch Jaws, but I have a feeling that documentary may make its way onto our rotation later this summer. So, okay, guys, next week, I wanted something fun and lighthearted after the past. We're going to do Toy Story 2. This is, we'll only be This will be the second sequel we have chosen to do, including one where we did the sequel and not the original. But just as I said, I wanted something fun, lighthearted. He doesn't have much energy left, so it's something that I'm sure you've probably seen 20 or 30 times. So doing Toy Stories 2 next week. We've got some fun shows coming up, but if you have suggestions, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com or message us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere. I need suggestions, guys. Let me know what you guys want to hear us watch. So there's new episodes that come out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, Gina in the background, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.